We are the TFL Ambassadors.
And we're here to talk about
the environment
and how you get to school.
We want you to answer truthfully.
And the person we are interviewing is Miss Riglin.
Our names are
Toby,
AJ,
Charlie,
Olivia,
Emma,
Jawad,
Dexter. And we're going to ask you a couple of questions today.
All right, Miss Riglin, what do you think about the environment?
I love the environment. I think it's really important to look after the environment, and it's something I'm passionate about. Yeah.
Thanks. Second question, how do you get to school at the moment?
At the moment, I've got a bit of a weird routine. I used to cycle my own bike to and from school, but then I always wanted to run home from school. So I've started using the Lime bikes to use an electric bike to get to school because I can then leave it and then I can run home. So that's my routine.
How long does it normally take you?
It normally takes me under 15 minutes to cycle to school. And I normally run back a bit of a longer route, so it'd take a bit longer. But if I ran straight back, it'd probably take about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Third question, how does this impact the environment and the climate change?
Oh, well, I'm hoping that I have a little impact on the environment.
Yeah.
I think that the electric bikes have a good impact on the environment, but I could be wrong, but because I'm not a scientist, I'm a bit nervous on this podcast, but I think that that doesn't burn fossil fuels, so I'm hoping it's good.
Yeah.
I also don't own a car, which I'm quite happy about. It's something I think is good, so I can reduce my impact on the environment. Occasionally I might get the train to work, wouldn't really get the bus to work just because there's not a direct bus from where I live, but I also do try and use public transport like TfL.
Yeah, definitely.
How would you like to get to school if you could choose one way?
If I lived nearer, I think it would be really nice to walk to school. My colleague Miss Lamb walks to school every morning, and I think I do enjoy walking as well. Because it would take so long, I've decided to cycle and run. Yeah.
How would you improve travelling to school?
What do you mean by that? Like, would I use a different method or for other people?
A different method, like a better method that would suit you.
I guess it would be it would be really nice to have a bus route that went directly from my house. So that would be an improvement that I'd love to see. Or in a dream world, when I run, there are some nice parks I can go through, but it would be amazing if between my house and Turing House was just a lovely park, so I could run through the nice green trees.
What do you think the school can do to improve?
Well, I think it's great that we've got a lot of bike sheds at Turing House. I mean, I guess they do look quite full, so I don't know if, you know, we would ever need any more. I think that it would be, what else could we do? Let me have a think. I think that maybe we could encourage more people to walk to school. I really liked what the challenge that happened recently with the step challenge.
Yeah.
And I wonder maybe we could do a bit more of that throughout the year, potentially. For some people that like to track their steps, you know, we have the celebration assembly, don't we, where we mark positive points. But I think, you know, walking is so important in, you know, for your physical health, for your mental health, for the environment. So maybe that's something the TfL pioneers could consider making more of, but maybe not. I would be interested what you all think of that.
So how do you think London as a whole could improve their transport and commuting?
Yeah, I think that more people could maybe use public transport a bit more, because I think it's amazing. My parents never really get the bus and they have a car that they use, but they often go to local areas where they could just travel by bus. So I think maybe there's more we could do to encourage people to use the bus network, and maybe that might mean we maybe need slightly more of the buses so that people use them as they're a bit more frequent, or we do a bit of advertising or kind of campaigning to raise awareness for just how much like people can help the environment by changing those little decisions each day.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much for having me.